Report: Employers fear Biden's vaccine mandate could cause healthcare worker shortage. By Catherine Hamilton on September 24, 2021. President Joe Biden, whose patience is self-admittedly wearing thin with unvaccinated Americans, announced a yet-to-be-seen federal vaccine mandate in early September, including for healthcare workers. The mandate reportedly covers 17 million healthcare workers across the country. And unlike his proposed mandate for businesses, which would offer frequent testing as an alternative to the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, healthcare workers must take the vaccine, unless granted an exemption, or face termination. "We would have to let people go," CEO of Ability Home Care Pam Goepel told NPR. "I worry if our patients, who are medically fragile children, are going to get the care they need." Ability Home Care is a pediatric home health care agency in San Antonio, Texas, that serves 900 children. Goepel said of her 261 nurses and therapists, 56 have decided to forego the vaccine. "I am one of those people that really feels everybody should have their choice," she said. Ted Leneve, who is the CEO of Acura Healthcare, told NPR he can't afford to lose anyone. Acura Healthcare operates 34 nursing homes and assisted living facilities in South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Staffing shortages have already reportedly led to limited admissions. With about 1,000 of his employees minus 38% of his workforce unvaccinated, Leneve is calling on the federal government to provide a testing option for healthcare workers, according to the report. Leneve contends that unvaccinated employees should be regularly testing and wear full PPE instead of being terminated, a safer alternative to losing a lot of workers. "I just don't see how I can lay off 1,000 people," Leneve said. "I'd have no one to take care of the patients, and there's nowhere to send the patients." Healthcare workers around the country have already been quitting or retiring at a higher rate because they are exhausted or demoralized by the crisis, the Associated Press reported. In the past few months and as hospitals began announcing their own vaccine mandates, resignations increased again, often coupled with protests outside of the hospitals. Before Biden announced the federal mandate, hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of North Carolina healthcare workers gathered at Charlotte's Freedom Park and marched to Atrium Health to protest the healthcare system's mandate, which impacted 70,000 people, according to VSOC TV. Staten Island Hospital employees also gathered in August in protest of New York's vaccine mandate, which requires healthcare workers in the state to get vaccinated by September 27. In New York, Lewis County General Hospital had to stop delivering babies until after September 24 because so many maternity workers resigned over coronavirus vaccine mandates, according to the report. Healthcare workers had priority access to the COVID-19 vaccine back in December 2020, but 9 months later, many are still reluctant to get the shots. Vaccination rates remain low in some states and among some subgroups of healthcare workers, such as nursing assistants. Leneve said he expects many nursing assistants to change professions in order to avoid the mandate. "Especially with our facilities in rural areas, we could lose nurses to go work at Casey's or Kum & Go," he said, referencing a convenience store chain. According to the report, certified nursing assistants who bathe, feed, and groom nursing home residents are among the lowest paid workers in the country. "There are plenty of other options for those who want out," the report states.